Hello, thank you for downloading today's podcast. Great to have you on.
I really enjoyed today's show. I thought it was a standout.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. That's good.
Yeah, I liked it.
What was your favourite part?
Just that, you know what it was? It was the feeling of unity between the three of us.
The vibe.
The vibe.
Yeah, you were vibing today.
Was there a vibe?
It's an individual thing. It's an individual thing.
The vibe is an individual thing because quite often people think they're vibing with someone and then the other person's like, no, I'm not vibing the way you're vibing.
Yeah, I think that,
quite a lot of the time a person's vibing by themselves.
That is correct.
Guys think they're vibing with girls and often they're not.
That's
like,
probably,
she likes me. She wants me. And you go,
and then she asked me for money at the end. I was like, hang on, I think I've misread this situation.
She was just vibing so much.
Vibe me. But I guess you know. It's good.
Do we think we'll get the health minister back on again after what we did to him today?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, that wasn't even that bad.
Oh, he wasn't happy.
No.
But you're a politician, mate.
Yeah.
You gotta be on the ball.
I've been listening to a lot of talkback radio of late.
And we're a lot nicer than them. They're harsh talkback radio.
That's what I think. They go on there to the talkback. They just smash them for like 10 minutes with questions. And then at the end they go, anyway, lovely to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. And they go, no problem.
Well, actually, I did speak to a politician after they did that interview. Like, I was right there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
No.
It was absolutely. And you know what they do as soon as they get off? Right, because I was right there for, I'm not going to say which minister, but I was doing an interview with him after for some TV stuff. And that was on a radio, and I think it was ABC. And he just
Queensland?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Non-stop questions.
Campbell Newman.
Now, came off, and then he looked at his advisor and goes, did you know any of those? Were any of them prepped before? I didn't have any information on this. And they cop it, the advisor. And they're like, why would have you said that? What information? Can you please track down there? I want to know where they're coming from. I'm not wanting that happen again.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you go, okay, so my question is,
what do you think of the new Beyonce track?
Yeah, but no, this was only recent. This was probably a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so I think that's what sort of happens. And they do get annoyed by it.
What did you film a couple of weeks ago? You were interviewing them for a TV show. Think about it. It was your cleaning thing.
Yeah, it was for a cleaning thing. I was speaking to the Minister of Cleaning.
Nah, that cleaning thing.
Mr. Sheen, isn't it?
That cleaning thing that you did. Would I know the minister?
No idea. But you know what I love about it?
I won't say who it is. Okay, I'm going to drill down here until I'm going to
No. You won't know who it is. But I'm just explaining, like, that's what happens. Like, they do care about it because they sounded.
But they don't have a choice. If they want to talk to their constituents. And
it's ABC. For some level, you have to say yes. It's a government-funded organisation. If they've asked your opposition and they ask you, you have to say yes. So for us, they don't have to. But for them, then there's
I didn't realise the ABC, they couldn't.
You don't have to say yes. But if they approach the opposition, then they also have to approach the other guy. Either way. And ask if they want to come on.
And often they go on there to. They don't know that they're going to come across as bad. So often they're going on there to get their point across. But yeah, I tell you, advisors cop it after.
Most of the time they just want to talk to ScoMo. So they invite on Albanese first so they can go to ScoMo and say, Albanese's coming on.
Completely.
So do you want
Albanese's been a bit quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess he hasn't really can't really complain about anything with ScoMo's been working.
Stop giving people who are out of work money. This is an outrage. People aren't going to vote for you then, are they?
No. So
Pauline Hanson's got a funny sign up near Ipswich at the moment. Driven past it a few times.
Yeah,
she's campaigning against getting a new dump out there.
Right,
and it's her face, and it says it's Ipswich. Not tip switch.
Oh, genius.
Oh, I thought she would have, like, don't dump on this in her face or something.
That would be good too.
Yeah. Don't take a dump. I wouldn't. I don't know. No, you said it was funny.
Well, no, I just thought that you just know that whoever came up with that when they were making it, they're like, we're on to it, Pauline.
It's still church signs get me.
They're so good. Yeah.
The clever ones.
The church is closed. God is not. Keep praying. That's one near my house.
There was one that says Jesus was here first.
All right, here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Do you guys have a friend of yours that you admire, especially like their parenting skills? Like you look at them with their kids and you go, oh, I wish I would like that. And you're not, but you just go, they're just very good. And one of my friends is a school teacher, Liz. So of course she's good.
She's good.
At it. But you just go, oh, she's just that mum that I want to be like.
But then I found out something about her. And I just put like...
that's always the thing. Which I really wish I parented like them, but oh, I bet you... Bet you the shit something.
Well, as a good friend, I've got to find a way to bring her down.
Yes.
But you don't know someone, I don't think you truly know someone, until they hand over their Spotify playlist.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, yeah, that is a true,
because it's quite an intimate thing of what people listen to in the privacy of their own house or their own car.
Yeah.
And we went on a bit of a family trip with the kids in the back.
Strawberry picking? Yeah.
And everyone got to choose a song, a bit of a pump-me-up song, a song that you really like.
Let's get ready for some strawberry picking!
Well, I was on the way home.
Oh, right. Home.
We picked those strawberries! Let's celebrate!
And my son likes Eminem, and I was like, look, you know, of course, if it's in a song, we don't repeat the words that we hear, but if it's in a song and it's lyrical, then... It's okay.
It's fine.
If it rhymes, it's not a crime. Is that what you say?
I concur.
He's a genius. Don't mess with Eminem. It's just because I like it. And my other son, it goes over his head because he can't understand what the lyrics are, so that's fine. But we're all going around the car, and I think her little boy wanted to pick one for my son, his favourite, and did Move Like Jagger.
Yeah, this was his strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam, yep. The other one I thought was really nice. It's a current one.
Mm-hmm.
The watermelon one.
Oh,
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yeah. Everyone's like, nah, it's not really pumped me up enough.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit lace.
You have to listen to it till right near the end, though. That was a rule. You can't stop a song.
Can't beat up a song.
Yeah.
So
you have to listen the whole way, because it was a bit of a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Finney chose this one. He's like, nah, we've got to get like...
Yeah, this is a tune.
Yeah. And then I said, well, Liz, you choose one.
Cutter.
You choose a song. Do you know what I mean? Like one that you pump up. She goes to the gym.
Yeah, she's
you know, what
CrossFit.
Do you listen to? Yeah, maybe when you get in the car, like, you know, from work. And she goes, oh, yeah, there is one. And then she plays this.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Okay, this is hers. Little stupid ass, I don't give a f***. I don't give a f***.
I don't give a f***. Wow.
Do you guys know that one?
Yes, but you need to remember that I live with Ethan. He's 18.
Yeah, I can't even say the song title, but it's Big Sean.
I can tell you if you like. Well, actually, we don't need to say. I'm pretty sure everyone realises it's called I Don't Give A...
This is the friend who I go does nothing wrong with any of her parenting. I look in the back, her kids are singing along. Play herself. But if it's in a song, it's allowed.
Well,
that's
so
the song that she gets into and, like, pumps up.
What does she do, though, like... She's a school teacher. You know, like you always remember sometimes a teacher would be like, all right, we need to burn some energy, kids. We're gonna do a quick dance, all right? Yep. Here we go, everyone. Yep. Freestyle. Little stupid ass, I don't give a
God, giving them grades. You got a C today, Tommy.
One.
I don't give a You failed math.
You just don't know someone until you get their playlist.
Does she let her kids sing it in its entirety?
No, because they never swear. They never do anything wrong, her kids. This is the secret, I reckon.
Well, maybe it's like that thing, you know, if your parents let you have a beer or two in high school, you don't go wild when you turn 18. These kids.
You see what your parents are like in the front and go, I do not want to be like that.
Exactly right. Little stupid ass, I don't give a Anyway, rate the hits if you want to hear that on R&B Friday. Hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Hey. Can you make a hotline ring?
Can ask us anything. 131060 is our number. First calls, you can talk about anything you want to. We did say, do you still have number plates from New South Wales or Victoria? Because apparently they're getting pulled over here in Queensland.
Mm. Yeah, because they're COVID-ridden and we don't want you in Queensland.
Welcome to the Sunshine State. Ben, in Redbank Plains, you have that?
Look, I've got Victorian plates on my car, have done for the last 6 years. Just don't tell anyone.
Okay.
I haven't had any issues with the police or the public. They just seem to completely ignore me like I'm not here.
When I lived in Melbourne and Sydney, I didn't change my plates over either. And every time I get pulled over for like an RBT or something, it was always the same thing. Oh, my car's just come up on a truck. I haven't had it here that long. I'm going to get it changed.
As a bit of incentive, Ben, I wasn't ever going to move mine over from a different state, but Queensland apparently has the cheapest.
Ah.
So if you ever want to change over, you might be paying less.
Well, in Victoria, I'm only paying $179 for 6 months rego, so I'm quite happy with mine.
Okay, I'm a liar, Ben.
Yeah.
Good deal.
How much
stay on that? Why is that so cheap?
I don't know. I just we've had it registered there for 20 years, moved up here and just never changed it. That's just how much the rego is.
So. Customer loyalty. If you stay with one place for enough, they give you discounts on the sign.
Oh, well, maybe Victoria's a bit cheaper. Sorry about that.
I don't know if it's an urban myth either, but you know they always say to you that if you've got an older car and you try and change the registration in the state, they're like, oh, no, if it's past a certain date, they want to do a roadworthy on it?
Mm. Well, I think you do have to in Queensland, don't you? You've got to get the slip.
See, that's where if it's an old car, you might be in trouble, Ben.
Because I had to do that when I moved up from SA. I had to go and get, is it a pink slip?
Yeah.
Well, you got to go to a mechanic and you got to get it checked?
Yeah, and they say that it's all good.
I don't know what colour it is.
What's the one that they raced for in Greece?
Pink slip.
They're pink slips too, are they?
What the heck? Where's that come from? Well, how the hell do you know that?
Well, in Greece,
and that's the ownership they of made the car, for the, so they're racing
They race the cars. Yeah. So, do you, but you, what do you do? I tell you what, I'll race you for your roadworthy.
Liquid gold.
If there's a mechanic listening to this, just going, oh, seriously, guys, you can call up 131060.
Greece just seems really left field for you.
Oh, man, there's all this stuff floating around up in there and occasionally.
Rucking,
wasn't that the name of
whatnot.
The girls' singers? Were they the Pinkies?
They were the Pink Ladies.
Pink Ladies.
Pink Ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pink Ladies. Rizzo.
Are they type? Is that a type of apple too? Pink lady?
Yeah, a pink lady.
Pink finger.
A pink lady.
No, that's
is.
A lady finger. Lady. Is a banana.
Oh, right.
What is going on?
I don't know.
So, isn't there a pink lady?
Yeah, there's Granny Smith.
Granny finger apple.
I think that one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be a long morning. Hey, Ali, in Newbeath, what's going on?
I just wanted to share a bit of an inspirational story with you guys. I know everyone's come back from.
So you got a terrible, phone line.
We want to hear it.
We will come back to you, Ali, if we can check in on her. Shane is on the air. Shaney, what do you got to chat about, buddy?
Hey, listen, just talking about Amy Drew and the greeting.
Yes.
How awesome's that? That used to be a great pickup. It was a great part of our morning routine. Wow. And we need the bright stuff at the moment, so it's sadly missed. It's awesome, so well done.
Right, this was yesterday we were talking about Amy Drew, our newsreader, who's back, and every day she would start the newsread in a special way.
Yeah, she would say, hi, it's Amy Drew with you. Now, we did have a complaint yesterday saying that she doesn't say it anymore, and we did direct our listeners to go to the Hit 105 website and complain. If we got enough complaints, we could bring it back, because Amy Drew's there. That your news boss told you you weren't allowed to say it anymore. Is that right?
Look, no. It was just changed and I follow protocol as a good worker does.
If she's with you there now, say...
Look, she's not today.
So my boss didn't tell me.
She's not here today, so I thought I could, you know, slide it back in and just see how long it takes her to notice.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll keep going with it and see how long
Some of the complaints. It said, I enjoyed Amy's greetings. Please bring it back. I want to hear Amy Drew with you on the radio again this morning. If I don't, you'll lose a listener for life.
Wow.
That's from Brendan. It brings a different way to listening to the news, says Tamara. Amy Drew is amazing. And Josh says, news is boring. I don't actually like the news. I only listen for Amy Drew with you.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know whether, is that make you happy or sad?
Oh, I feel super duper loved by Brisbane. Yeah, it was quite humbling. I felt a bit bad because what the listeners don't know is that one of our poor workers had to sift through all of those complaints and push them to our HR team. Because they came through as official complaints.
That was Maddie's fault. You're supposed to say feedback form, like contact, not the complaint. The complaint goes through. But you know what? Legally, they have to reply back to every one of those complaints.
Yep.
What I've realised here is if we want something done.
Yep.
Oh, actually, yeah, if you could send a complaint that you want our budget.
Yes. So I want to play the moment. This was 6 o'clock. This was 6 o'clock this morning.
105 Brisbane. Morning. It's Amy Drew with you. Here's the latest Brisbane news briefing.
Yeah. Did it feel good, Amy? Did it feel good?
Oh, it feels so good, guys. Yeah. It feels so good to be back.
All right, well, there we go. Is there any? What else do we want to get complaints cranking for? What do we need?
I think you're allowed to ask for them.
No?
You can't
surprise
ask.
Us.
Hey, those three guys on the radio are underpaid.
Yes, can you do some surprise complaints today?
No, because we'll get real
Because
ones.
They have to reply back
but
to them.
But she hates us anyway.
Who won?
Jenny in HR.
Oh, yeah, she does.
No, it's Jill, remember? Jill.
That's
Jill
why
she left. Hates me. I can't remember her name.
Nah, Jill left.
Oh, did Jill leave?
Yeah, Jill left. She had
she
enough.
Did this big... Yeah, she's going, guys. Remember? Didn't you write a little letter to her?
She burnt out.
I wrote
out.
A little, like, good luck to you.
Burnt out after two months. It's too much.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Rediscover the value of freedom with Suzuki. Sail on now. See Suzuki Queensland for details. School versus school.
Who's the best school in Brisbane?
Stab Abby and Matt.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks schools.
Rightio, we're going to find out what school will rule. They're going to get themselves a massive trophy that will sit in their school. They'll have to look after it for an entire year. Hopefully they don't lose it. It sits in the pride of place in reception. And we did make a decision yesterday in the office, which I feel we should announce.
Oh, because okay.
I think this is really this is really what's going to pick up. Because we want the students of these schools to go, and we want them to register principals, teachers, tuck shop ladies, the winning school.
I don't know if we can say this.
Well, I think
I'm saying it
because my son got so he got so excited. He said that we're not giving away anything, and what they fight for at school is a party where they all get
Zooper Doopers.
Yeah.
And is it the banking one? Because we used to have a similar one where
no, you raise 5 cents and it's for the PNC. Yeah. And you donate your 5 cents, and the class that gets the most 5 cents, they get a Zooper Dooper party. Wow. And they fight for it. They really fight.
Zooper Doopers are like cigarettes in prison, you know?
Yeah.
But Zooper Doopers at school, like they hold currency.
Mm.
So what we're gonna do is the winning school, every student in that school will win a Zooper Dooper.
We haven't.
As supplied by Hit 105.
Let's haven't decided not get if it's going to be one that we're going to cut in half. I want to prepare them because there's deers.
Unprecedented times. We don't even know if we've got the budget for it, which is why you shouldn't have pronounced it.
Let's not worry about that. Let's not calm it down. Let me just say it, and then it's happening. Principal Chris Thomas, let's see right now if you can win every student in your school a Zooper Dooper.
Morning, Chris.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
He's like, you're ready for me now, are you guys?
We're good,
I'm
Mr.
Ready
Thomas.
For you.
All right, and yes, you are from
this way.
You are from Sacred Heart Buval. This is the second principal we've had on in the morning, so it's the battle of the principals. You know how this works. We're going to give you a letter. Every answer has to start with that letter. Say pass if you don't know to give yourself as much time, and we can only accept each answer the once. Okay.
Sure. No problems.
All right, Principal Thomas, your letter is E for English.
Okay.
Here we go. First question. Name something you can drink.
Eggnog.
Name something you can send.
Beg your pardon?
Name something you can send.
Send envelope.
Name a clothing brand.
Echo.
Name something you start.
Engine.
Name a street in Brisbane City.
Edward.
And name something that is round.
Egg.
Name a TV show.
Pass.
Name a Disney character.
Elmo.
Oh, he's done well. Nice and calm.
This one. Not enough that egg is round.
I'll give it to you, buddy. I'll give it to you. I wouldn't have accepted Earth for obvious reasons.
And Elmo isn't Disney, we're being told. No, he's not.
We could have got we could have got Elsa for Disney character.
So 6 out of 10, but very well done.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Register a teacher, someone who works at your school. We want to celebrate them. Alpha Bucks schools. Go to hit105.com.au and rediscover the value of freedom with Suzuki, the sale.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
You love it. Tom Gleason!
Hard quiz. It returns tonight, 8 o'clock, the ABC, and of course, iView as well. Tom Gleason's on the air. Good morning, mate.
Oh, good morning.
Very exciting that it's coming back, but also exciting. You've got a board game now. You're copying Grant Denyer and getting your own board game.
Well, no, I'm not going to copy him because I want this board game to be successful.
Uh-huh.
And plus, it's very entertaining to play, and it's going to be very popular. So hopefully it'll be very much unlike Grant Denyer's board game. That's what I'm hoping. And it'll make money and not lose it.
How does it work then? Does someone have to play the role of you when playing at home and be an arsehole?
Oh.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about it. Yeah, it gives you unlicensed permission to just absolutely rip into your family members.
Love
I
it.
Mean, maybe you do that anyway, but that might be seen as like disharmony in your family. But if you play the hard quiz board game, it's called banter.
And then we learned that banter was healthy. Remember, we're saying that relationships that don't have banter in it generally don't. So that's not a joke. They're saying that it's true. Like a successful marriage
well,
is
yeah,
to have healthy
it's
banter.
True. That's true. One of the worst things you can do in a relationship is hold in issues that you have and just stew on them. And put it this way, I've got a very healthy relationship. And everyone in my family knows exactly where they stand.
I reckon you could do a board game, which would be great. Remember that from years ago, Nightmare, where you'd get VHS and you'd put it in and there was like
this...
would
pop up.
He would pop up during it. Like, imagine if you could put on like a DVD or log onto a website and it's you on the screen whilst you play the game.
Well, you can do that, I guess. You could get onto iView and you can get an episode of Hard Quiz and just line it up just have it paused and just play any random bits of abuse that I might have there.
We about it. At this stage, with Melbourne under lockdown again, you could do it via FaceTime as a sidekick, Tom.
I could easily,
Hey, at the moment, we're doing Alpha Buck Schools. I'm not sure if you just heard when you were listening there, we had a principal on. And we've been talking about like being back at school. Do you have fond memories of your time at school? Or
well, I went to a boarding school in Sydney, and it was where I learnt all my skills that I use now in comedy. Because essentially, you're on the attack all day, because you'd wake up because you were in the same dormitory as all your schoolmates, so. You'd wake up at 8 o'clock and the first thing you'd hear is someone in the bottom bunk. You're like, nice head, Gleason. And you had to have something to say. That's where I learned how to always have something to say to someone was boarding school.
Right. How old were you into boarding school?
11.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound healthy? Yep. It explains a lot, doesn't it, when you think about it?
How does that conversation go when your parents say, hey, you've been home for 11 years?
I question it all the time, but...
Yeah, now it's time to get out.
Well, you're so modern, this idea that there was a conversation like I had a say in it. This is the olden days.
Good point.
This is the olden days. What happened was I was in a car and I got dropped off there and I was told it was a privilege and to shut up and not whinge about it.
Good old days. Let's get down to the real reason we have you on, Tom, and it's a personal reason for one, Abby Jane Coleman, because she's freaking out. She's got tickets to your gig. We talked about this last time, but it's been postponed. Yeah. Now she doesn't know when.
You haven't given me a date, Tom. Yeah. And people are starting to lock stuff in. You did say October, but now everyone's cancelled and rescheduled their weddings in. So have you got a date?
Yeah, the show at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre has been rescheduled to November, but it's a bit of a problem now because I'm a Victorian and I've heard it loud.
Oh, hang up on him, get him off, guys. We'll catch the virus.
I am not welcome.
You're not even
going to catch the virus just from this phone call.
Are you wearing a mask?
Premier's been saying.
You better wear a mask.
Well, I don't have one on. I'm just blowing germs straight down this phone right now. This is the thing. I think I'm not sure. I mean, hopefully the gig still goes ahead, but I think I might have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine by then, even just to do one show. It's a very efficient system that the Premier's got. I think hopefully it still happens.
Maybe if you give Danny Minogue a buzz, she might let you know how you can backdoor it.
I might be able to get special permission. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Are you rich enough? I hear you go,
if you get your own security guards, I think, and you can provide all that, then you're allowed to do it your own way.
Well, I've checked the sales figures for the board game and I can guarantee you that I will be getting special permission into Queensland because I'm loaded.
Right? Just use the security guards you hired after the Logies.
So what you're saying is to Abby, don't cancel her tickets, keep them. There's a chance it might happen. You just wait to see what Palaszczuk says.
Well, I mean, I'm twisting the truth slightly. I've actually been in New South Wales for a month. So I've actually shed the virus. And what I'm going to do is when the show comes on, I'm going to drive to Byron Bay. I'm going to charter a boat. I'm going to land on Stratty. And then I'm going to swim back to Brisbane, undetected by the authorities. I'm going to do the show with the virus. I'm going to bring it with me.
Great.
And then I'm going to sneeze it all over the front row and kick off a hot spot. That's my plan. But there will be a show.
Gleason. Yeah, patient zero. There you go. Well done.
I think you've just come up with a great... radio segment. Cross the border, win $10,000.
Well, you can take the idea. It's no problem. Yeah, and I think your radio station would do really well to promote how quickly who can get the virus into Queensland and whoever gets it in first gets $1,000.
Hey, mate, looking forward to it. Hard Quiz, it's tonight, 8 o'clock, ABC and iView. Always a pleasure, Tom Gleason.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
A child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man.
and you have my vote.
What I'm about to tell you will make some people very happy and others extremely annoyed. You're going to hate yourself for it. And I've just read it and I've gone, why did I do that?
Okay.
You know when you like to clean out stuff at your house and you like, get all that out.
Condo
that
it. Gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Done. My favourite thing to do on the holidays is every holiday, I always do a garage clean.
Yeah.
It's one of the first things I do.
They've gone through and they've worked out how much our toys are worth because now they're collector's items and they're stuff that you would have played with when you were a kid and you should have kept.
Okay.
And just simple things. Like my husband was even collecting VHS, Disney ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tapes.
The tapes. We had 3 full boxes.
Ooh. So full sets. The orange
ones. That I gave away. All of those for the Disney ones are $30 each now.
Like per VHS.
Per VHS, yeah. So that's $30 each. And some of them, depending on the condition, can even go more. They're like The Lion King.
Yeah.
And Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
You know, you would have had them, but you're throwing them out. I reckon you would have a lot of them. There is the Mario Kart, which we've got as well.
Yes, the Nintendo 64.
The 64. We've got the original. It all depends on how they're packaged
what quality they're in.
I still remember, and I don't know why I did it, when I moved house once, I had a backpack with the Nintendo 64, 4 controllers, rumble packs for all of them. And I had, you remember how cool was the rumble pack?
You had to buy the rumble pack to slot into the controller to make it rumble.
I had like
Dark Ages.
Probably 40 games.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I had it all. And I remember I was about 19. I was like,
Get rid of it.
I don't have video games anymore. And I actually threw in the bin the entire backpack.
That's
wow.
I wonder if you should keep what your kids are playing with now. Don't play with it.
Oh, yeah. The issue is now they come out so often, you'd be like, I've got all Xbox 67.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
All 67 of them. And one day, they're going to be.
We went into an antique store. And remember when you were at school and you got the Dolomite account and you'd get a money box with it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We saw in the antique store for $40 the Commonwealth platypus.
Yeah.
I'm like,
get off, they gave them away.
Same thing. The same thing I saw.
But it's just they think we're all like, oh wow, we want what we have when we're younger.
But someone will buy it.
Yeah.
Remember at Pizza Hut, you used to get the head mugs that were a wild coyote and like Roadrunner and that.
So good.
Same thing. About $50 each of those mugs, like for sale in antique store. And same thing. They were free when you bought a pizza.
The before time hand puppets.
Oh, so
worth
good.
They're worth a fortune.
Yeah.
Has this the Happy Meal toys? Now you're talking about that. The ones that you would get with a Happy Meal free. Just pointing that out. Now are worth $530. They're looking for Inspector Gadget. So if you ever got Inspector Gadget from 1995, that's a collector's item now, and you can sell it for $530. So these are some that I reckon you would have thrown out. There's the Beanie Babies as well.
Beanie Babies across the board, very, very collectible.
Yeah, yeah. There was one, like a special one as well, and it was tie-dye.
Oh, yeah.
$1,700. You have to keep the tag on it, though. If you're giving one to a kid and then you're saying keep the tag on
it. You can still get money for it, though. It just lowers the...
There were some that if they had a typo. So apparently there was one that was called Punch a Lobster was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thought, well, that's a typo. So they had to change it to Pincher Lobster. But if you have one of the original that had it, then you can sell it for, it's unlimited how much you could sell it for because people are that desperate for it.
It's like if you find a Harry Potter book, fortune.
Harry Potter books?
Mm.
Yeah. So if you find any of the first edition ones that came out,
$60,000. There you go.
Far out.
Mm-hmm. Some I know you would have thrown
Can I go on Audible and download it? And
a Super Soaker is selling for $350. It's a special one, the XL Monster Super Soaker.
And yet you look at my cabinet and ye mock.
All right, here's one that I know you've thrown out because my kids were into it. And you're like, oh, we had all those. Pokemon cards.
Mm.
Oh, don't even get me started. I have heart attacks about this on the day.
Yeah.
You know who I gave all my Pokemon cards to?
Bill Gates.
Nah. Just as rich. You're close.
Who?
Oh, not Hughesy.
Dave Hughes.
Wow.
I gave his son
all
of the Pokemon cards I collected as a kid.
Well, you know what we're doing tomorrow. We're calling him because I want to get one of them back.
He's the richest man I know.
Well, you're the one that did it. Do you want to hear about this one?
Nah.
So the Pikachu, because I know you do, Pikachu illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
It was made in 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it.
No, you didn't.
Did you really? How much is it worth?
You wouldn't have had it because there's only 39 that were made.
Oh, right.
Well, I had one. It was the sparkly one?
He was holding, it could have been. Yeah, there's different versions of it that sell for about 1,000 or 2,000.
Oh, that's probably the one.
That's when you had. But if you had one of these, $322,000.
How he bought the blockhouse.
That's how he bought the block.
Can you let's ring Husey and see if he's still got those Pokemon
Imagine
cards.
If he's given I want them away.
Back. I bet you he knew.
I want him back.
He's pretty savvy. You can't take him back.
You Why have not? To take him back.
You can't take him back. No. Finders, keepers, losers.
You just gave him to Burrow, right?
Well, I gave him to him because Ethan didn't want them anymore. What if I ring him and I just say to him, Xander's now into it. Can I get them back?
No one message him. Don't message him, guys. We just say, there, Xander's been talking about him. Have you still got him? Your kid's probably grown out of them.
Also, though, I will say, you just said it there. They're not yours.
Huh?
They're Ethan's.
Yeah, but I bought them originally.
And he owns Ethan. It's all good.
Yeah, he's yes. under my roof. Yeah, my podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You are a toy! You are a child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man. And you have my...
Experts have come out and said how much toys from the 90s are worth, how much they are selling for, and it does make you go, oh my God, I gave those away. But one of them are Pokemon cards. They're worth so much, and especially some from 1998. And you had so many, Maddie, and you gave them away...
To Dave Hughes. So that some of them I had collected when I was a kid.
Well, you would have, because they're from the 90s. Gave them to Ethan.
Kept them. Gave them to Ethan. Mm-hmm. Ethan got over it. And then when I was working with Hughesy on Drive, his son got into Pokemon. I was like, I got stacks that I'm keen to get rid of.
Got to get them back.
Well, we're ringing Hughesy right
gotta now. Got to get them all.
Got to catch them all. He's probably in bed right now. Let's ring him.
Bit of a catchphrase. Oh.
Hello.
Hughesy. It's Maddie, buddy. Maddie Acton.
I'm Maddie, how you going, buddy?
Hey. Sorry, we're here as well.
Yeah,
hey. Sorry.
Stav and Abby, are you here?
Hey, Hughesy, I said nothing to
brilliant,
him.
Gang.
Hey, I just wanted to check. Do you remember when I was working with you in the afternoon, I gave you all those Pokemon cards for Raph?
Yes, yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just Xander's just started getting into Pokemon again, so I was just wondering if you had any of them and still, so if Raph's finished with them.
Mate, I'll check. He'd definitely be finished with them. If they're there, I will send them back to you, man.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely good. That'd be good.
Make sure you do it registered post.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll do what I can to get the Pokemon cards back to you.
Yeah, because they're technically they're mine, right?
Well, yeah, I imagine they would be, but Yeah, no, I'll do all I can, man. I mean, I won't promise. I can't guarantee this. I may have thrown them out. I mean, I probably have thrown them out. We're going to be honest.
That would hurt. There's news out today that some of them are worth $320,000, Husey.
Oh, really? Well, that would be unfortunate. Right?
I think you have thrown them out, haven't you, Husey?
Wow. No, you're doing my thinking for me, Stav. I honestly wasn't there. I wasn't mentally where you think I was.
You are now.
I'll throw them out.
Yeah, throw them out.
No, we have right there a view broadcast across Brisbane saying that you will get them and you will send them back.
Yeah, oh, I thought we broadcasted. I'd thrown them out.
I tell you what, you just give me your blockhouse, you keep the Pokemon cards, and then we're square.
Mate, I'll give you certainly first month's rent free, and then you...
That's not bad.
Yeah, free month, rent free in the blockhouse.
Not bad months, yeah. The surgeons are still in there, but we're going to move out. I gave them cheap rent because they had problems because of elective surgery. Been cancelled, but yeah, so they stayed there. So anyway,
and right now people are dying to move to Melbourne.
Yeah,
deal!
All right, buddy. Well, look forward. Just find those Pokemon cards, send them through. Right.
I will look. I'm gonna look.
All right. Good on you, buddy.
Let's go for it.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I spoke to my nanny yesterday, and I got tingles when she told me a story because I was like, oh wow. She is one of three girls, mm-hmm. and they're very, very close. They grew up. She moved to Adelaide when she had my mum, and her two older sisters live in Sydney. And she's missing them because normally she'd go over there and visit them, and they're all in their 90s, with it in mind, maybe not as much as in body. But her eldest sister was very sick and was told she hasn't got much time to live. with all the restrictions that are happening at the moment, my nana was like, well, I have to be with her.
Yeah.
I have to go and see her. So they managed to get approval for her to be able to fly over. She had to get the flu vaccine, never had a vaccine, never had a needle her whole life. But she had to go and get it to be able to visit her in the nursing home. And they've got set times that they're allowed to go and see them.
Right.
So there's only two visitors at one time. And that's not just for her room. It's like for the whole centre as well.
Yeah.
And you've got to do it. So my nana managed to fly over there. She went to the nursing home. They're like, no, you've got no spot for today. Oh. Now, she is on her poor older sister has been on her deathbed for some time.
Yeah.
They're like, look, we can't stress this. It's only been hours, like hours.
And they couldn't make an exemption for...
No, they can't.
There's so many families out there that want exemptions, and I feel for them. This is what's going on. People are dying by themselves because they haven't been able to see one another. And she had been told, my auntie Joan had been told, look, your sister is coming from Adelaide. She's coming soon. Like, hang on. And this had been going on for a few days. They're like, look, every morning it was like, we don't think she's going to make it. So she was told that my nana was going to come back the next morning, and they kept telling her that. My nana went there in the morning, went in and saw her, and she looked up and said, Connie, which is my nana's name, and then passed away. It's the last thing she said.
Oh, my God.
You know, you just go, she's been holding on that time waiting to see her sister because they were so close. The three of them used to do everything. And she said, I knew that was it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And, oh, my God.
Because she just wanted her, the three sisters just wanted to be in the same room together.
So, oh, my God, I'm getting chills. Just
yeah, she was, I mean, obviously I said, well, how did the other sister feel that your name was the last?
Yeah.
She said, obviously, that's going to be an argument between us until one of us passes away, because that's what they like.
I'm not saying your name. Just so you know, I'm about to die in 20 minutes.
Did you know she said
not
Connie? And I was like, okay, all right.
Next few words were going to be, you're always late.
Yeah.
But you do hear a lot, of that. Of people
holding on.
I can remember my one of my great uncles passed away on my poor cousin's 40th birthday. It was her 40th birthday party, and we were all at the party waiting for her to come, and her dad had gone into ICU because he was quite ill. And because we're all at the party, we're waiting, when's she coming? She decided not to come, went to see her dad. Mm. And then so all the family started trickling up, and it was the same sort of thing, like everyone's sort of...
Was saying their goodbyes.
Yeah, it was very weird that kind of...
I think it's just that thing where they're ready to say goodbye. She just said she's lived such a good life, and that's the one thing she wanted. And we'd love to hear from people on 131060. Did you get to say goodbye? You know, did they hang on until you get there? Because you always hear those stories of people go, I got a phone call, I'm over at the other side of the world, but I'm going to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So 131060, did someone hang on to pass away? They're such strange stories to hear, because there's obviously sadness, but so much beauty in it at
the
same time.
Well, my nana just felt so much relief that she was there.
Yeah.
She got to hold her hand when she said goodbye.
No.
Yeah.
Was she annoyed that she called her Connie?
Yeah, because her name was Constance. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't was like a little being bit, but obviously that was the last thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I know.
Just a dig.
Got your name wrong.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
My nana was quite emotional when I spoke to her yesterday, because she got to say goodbye to her older sister. She's one of three sisters, and they live in Sydney. With all the restrictions, it was hard to get there. And it'd been days for her trying to get there. And her older sister waited until she arrived, and then passed away shortly after. The last thing she said was her name. So she said Connie, and then she passed away. And it's just those moments where you go that they're waiting to be able to leave this earth to somewhere else.
It's amazing will the human body has when they want something.
Yeah, you know? But for her, it gave her so much peace. Mm. My nana, so much peace.
We're asking if you had someone hang on to pass away. Eva's on the air with us. What's your story?
Hi. So there's like a couple of situations, but my dad passed away in December last year. And I live in the Gold Coast. He was up in Cairns, and I had a phone call that morning that life support was being taken off him. And I needed to find a way, like they didn't know how long he was going to live. So I scrammed money together, got a plane trip in the afternoon, flew up there. I had to leave my kids with my mum, like, organize everything. I made it up there in time. My brother, who was in Antarctica at the time, managed to get a phone call in.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one stage, I went out to, because I said my goodbyes, I said, you know, I love you. And then I went outside to get a coffee. And then I got locked out of the room for about 15 minutes. And I just remember thinking, I'm not going to be able to say another goodbye. Like, I'm not going to be there to hold his hand when he takes his breath. Then my nurse opened the door and she gave me that look like, it's not going to be long now. And I raced inside and it was literally his last breath. Like, I got there and said, I'm sad, I'm here. And it was just like, yeah, that was the last breath. It was like he waited until I got in to take that last breath. And it was, it, you know, gives me peace knowing that I was there. But it was so hard because his partner at the time said, I reckon that your dad locked you out because those last 15 minutes were horrible. Right. You know, he was clammy. He was in the stages of dying. They said, you were not meant to be there for that moment. You were meant to be there for that last
breath.
The last breath.
Wow. Lovely story, Eva.
Oh, Ed's on the air. Hi, Ed. Did you have someone hang on to pass away?
Yes, so basically Christmas Day just gone, or Christmas Eve just gone, I got a phone call from my parents in the UK to say that my grandma, who was 99, was very much on her way out. And basically I made the decision with my wife that I was going to go over. We literally just had a baby. He was 6 weeks old. And we made the decision that I was going to go and literally booked a flight on Christmas morning and flew the same day, managed to just get Christmas lunch in with all the family. Mm. And then, basically made it there, got to see Grandma, and then she died about 48 hours later. So, real roller coaster, leaving my wife and six-week-old bub behind, and all friends and family rallied around and were amazing. But it was first Christmas I've actually got to spend with my family for 10 years. A silver lining there.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
Wow.
And thank you to everyone who did call. We don't have time, obviously, to get to everyone's stories. We really, really do appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. Bing, bing, bing.
I need to apologise to you, Stav.
Why?
Because I mock you all the time about your online shopping. Okay. All you do is online fails. And it's funny because often you've given your credit card details and you're still waiting at the mailbox for it.
Maybe I only tell you about the fails.
No.
You brag about the success.
No one ever goes, I'm very successful, but I tell you about all the things I've done wrong.
You don't know that.
No, you buy horrible stuff and you get the timing wrong as well. Remember when you bought that poster and you were so excited, you're like, that's pretty expensive, but I'll do it. And then you realised it was
in Australian, American dollars, and it was double what I was willing to pay.
And you had a bit of a...
had a heart attack.
Yeah. What about the levitating coffee tables?
Well, they never came.
Did they ever turn up?
One day.
Have you got your money back yet?
One day they will come. I don't want the money back.
He doesn't chase them up because he forgets the websites and then they change.
Well, they disappear.
But here's the thing. I think it might just be your luck because I sent you a photo of my dad, right?
Mm.
And you commented that you liked the jumper he was wearing.
Yes, I did.
And I thought, you know what? Stav never buys anything for himself. He deserves a present.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy him that. So I went on.
The exact one he was wearing?
Well, no, because it says your name.
Right.
So it says stay calm and let Coleman handle it, right? Which is my surname. Yeah, and he liked it. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool. I'll go and get one. So I looked online, tried to find it, did a typical you, bought it, then realised, oh, damn, that was US dollars. So all of a sudden, I thought $50 was pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I paid $100 for a jumper. Oh my God, but that's fine. He's going to love it.
That's like country road prices.
That's what I thought. It's your type of jumper. Not Stav and I. We don't do that. But I thought it's worth it, right?
Uh-huh.
And I filled out all the details.
Mm.
It's a bit of an issue with it. And now I can't find the company. They have changed their names.
So there's an issue with the goods and they've
I've
gone
tried to
into
track
hiding.
It down. Yeah. So I've got it for you, though.
Mm. And let Doyle handle it.
Keep calm and let Doyle handle it.
I don't know who Doyle is. I think it was the one next to Davidson. I think I pressed the wrong button, but I can't find it. So can you still wear it?
I'll wear that with pride. I'll find a Doyle. Do you want to hear?
That is the worst fail.
Do you want to hear something?
Yeah.
Hilarious?
Yeah.
Because I saw that shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought I knew someone that might like it. So I called your mum, Bevy, and I asked where she got it from. And I found a website and I bought you one and it hasn't arrived. And now I can't find the company.
She gave us the same website.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yes, I did.
Well, I bought one for you.
I bought one for you. I bought you a Coleman one.
Oh, well, I bought you a Doyle one.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
It's going to be great for our walk.
I know, right?
So hang on, is hers coming or are you?
I can't find it. Remember when we were walking and, yeah. I said, I've got a few things arriving and I can't. They haven't come. And I said, I have to look into it. And you said, me too.
Yeah. Oh, this is Stav's fault. They've scammed him. Everything you touch shuts down. Stop online shopping.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Rediscover the value of freedom with Suzuki. Sail on now. See Suzuki Queensland for details.
School versus school.
Who's the best school in business?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Alpha Bucks Schools.
Yeah, that's right. Register. Anyone from your school, a teacher, teacher aide, maybe someone who works in the office, the tuck shop. We want to get them on the air and see which school will rule them all. Hit 105 app is where you can go and do it right now.
Oh, can you please say welcome to Mrs. O. Good morning, Mrs. O.
Hi.
Now, you work in the special ed unit. You're a teacher's aide for Rosewood State High.
That's right.
So you teach all age groups, all year levels?
Yeah, we do.
You got to be across everything. Well, you know how this works. We just say pass if you can't think quickly and you can't repeat the same answer.
Okay.
All right. You are playing, of course, for the giant trophy that will sit in place of pride in the school. Plus, every student at the winning school is going to get themselves a Zupa Dupa because a Zupa Dupa party is where it's at.
Spare no expense. All right, Mrs. O, your letter for this morning is J for journal.
Oh, okay.
And your time, as always, starts when I finish the first question, which is, name a dessert.
Jelly.
Name a female singer.
J-Lo.
Name something you'd keep hidden.
Jewelry.
Name a talk show host.
Jimmy Fallon.
Name a dance style.
Pass.
Name something you plug in.
Naomi.
Name a profession.
Denver.
Name an animal.
Jaguar.
Name a computer term. Oh, very good.
Oh, you were doing well at the end. You got seven. Seven out of ten.
Seven. Oh, okay.
The only one you passed on, name a dance style, you could have had jazz or jive. Do the jive.
Oh. No, that means you're third on the leaderboard.
Yeah, well
that's
done.
Good. That's good.
Well, cool. That's great. Yay!
Alrighty. Good stuff. Register. Hit105.com.au. Rediscover the value of freedom with Suzuki. Sail now on. See Suzuki Queensland for all the details.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Stephen Miles, the Deputy Premier.
Carol Baskin.
Killed her. Husband whacked him.
Can't convince me.
You've lost.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love that he sung it, and I love that he's on the air. Stephen Miles, Queensland Minister for Health. Buddy, thanks for taking our call again this morning.
G'day, good morning.
How are you personally holding up? Busy man? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's been a big year, but the Premier gave me a couple of days off last week, and I got down the coast with my kids. It was great.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
How are we looking here in Queensland? Because we're all feeling very safe. I know everyone was like, opening the borders. Now we're like, maybe it was a good thing we shut them. And feeling very safe. But with the numbers creeping up in Victoria and then in New South Wales, how are we feeling in Queensland about some of the borders being open to people?
Look, right now, we don't need to be too concerned. We've only got 4 active cases in the state, and all of the tests we've done of people who went to that pub in New South Wales, the Crossroads Hotel, they've all come back negative so far. So we're doing really well. The big risks remain in Victoria. They've got more than 30 outbreaks there. Some of those outbreaks have more than 100 cases each. So there's a lot of community transmission there, and we're monitoring it really closely and making sure that we don't let people who've been in Victoria back into Queensland without quarantining.
There's a lot of talk about this being the new normal, that this is going to be what it's going to be like for a while with things popping up here and there until they find a vaccine. Would you say that's what we have to expect?
Oh, look, there's going to be a bit of that, but we'd hope to be able to contain it over time. So keep our really low levels here in Queensland, and then help other states when they have outbreaks like Victoria have, like Victoria have here.
Now, we've got to ask about it, Stephen, and I'm sure a lot of people have asked. Danny Minogue coming in from the United States, which we would safely say is the hotspot of the world for coronavirus right now. And she's been allowed to go to a house on the Gold Coast rather than the mandatory hotel quarantine.
Yeah, look, I can't comment on individual cases, but what we have had is a small number of people who've asked our Chief Health Officer, Dr. Young, if they can engage a third party and pay for their own quarantine. And I understand that's what's happened here. That quarantine, I imagine, is pretty expensive. It's the accommodation as well as security, medical support and testing. And that all has to be at a level that satisfies Dr. Young, that it keeps the community safe.
So it's her that approves it? Because we all thought, oh, good. Okay, well, here we go. It's celebrity status. If you're a celebrity, you get it. But what you're saying is that it's more money. If you're rich and can afford the requirements, then you can do that.
Look, if you can put forward a plan that meets those requirements, then Dr. Young will or consider it, but I just think it's probably a pretty expensive way to go. And look, ultimately, our objective with the hotel quarantine, it isn't to punish anyone; it's to keep the community safe. And so, if she can come up with a plan that is enforced by a trusted third party, which I understand in this case it is, then that meets the health requirements. Yeah.
See, my little sister has managed to get over from Victoria. She's moved back. And she's in a hotel at the moment with her newborn son. And it does seem she wanted to go to my mum's house. Our plan was to get mum out of her house, put her in our house, and then her and her partner could quarantine at my mum's place. It does kind of feel, though, like if you have the money, you can have a more comfortable situation.
Well, you can afford all the requirements, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know, because even like in Victoria, they had third-party security. Were we not worried about those risks with Danny as well?
I can't go to the individual circumstances, but, in cases like your sister's, it would be really challenging and expensive to put in place the level of surveillance that we'd need. Hopefully we're looking after her pretty well in those hotels.
Stephen is very focused on that. Not going to be watching The Masked Singer. I think we can all establish that. We've been asked about Danny Minogue too many blokes. Stephen, I hate to do this to you. Jodie, Maddie's little sister, is actually here in Brisbane because she's self-isolating in a hotel. She is listening. She has called up.
Oh, we can. Well, we can't put her on air. She's feisty. Fine. She's feisty, Stephen.
Cool. She's probably going to say, I got a rich brother that could have paid for it.
Well, she does not.
Jodie, are you there?
Not. Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, God. Just remember, Jodie, you're on the air with the Deputy Premier, okay?
I'm not that bad. Come on, give me a break.
How are you holding up?
It could have been a better situation than what we found ourselves in. I think we've had a lot of our own concerns with the newborn baby, cleaning bottles and the same bathroom that we go to the toilet in, that sort of thing, and I guess for us it's a little bit frustrating, especially seeing the Danny Minogue stuff. I know that that's an expensive exercise, but this is costing us about $5,000, so is this as well. If we had known that we had that option to consider, we probably would have looked into it a little bit more.
Would that is that an option for everyone, Stephen? Possibly?
It'll be considered for everyone, but the Chief Health Officer has to consider every plan put forward. But I'd just like to thank you, Jodie, for doing the right thing for all of us, and we can look after you in the hotel and get you home as quick as we can.
Yep.
You got a yep response, Stephen.
Do you have any requests, Jodie? He's the top guy. What do you need in there? What do you want?
Well, for Whittison, we wanted really was, to be put somewhere more appropriate. Now, I'm working full-time with a 10-week-old baby, and we can't even control the air in here. It was freezing last night, and he was awake every hour and a half. So despite being in isolation, we're sleep-deprived and working full-time.
Is there the opportunity to move to other hotels, Stephen, or is there only specific hotels around the city?
No, they are dedicated hotels, and the police are in charge of that side of it. But I do know our health work have support services, particularly for people with young families, and there are some larger apartments available. So maybe we can have a talk to the police and just see what options there are, particularly because you've got
Now you're going to get our special, because you've got a brother on the radio.
You're getting special treatment.
Mate,
you're out Danny Minogue.
Can we get this in the career now? No. Such an outrage. First it was Danny
we
Minogue.
We called after everyone.
I'm distancing myself from this.
It's funny that you say that, though, because we've asked many times for an apartment because all we wanted was a kitchenette for sanitary requirements, which is bottling, but we were told no, there isn't any.
Right.
I understood there were some for people with young kids, but let me follow that up.
All right, well, Stephen Miles, mate, we appreciate you calling through this morning. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Anytime.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Miles?
This is like a movie. Most romantic thing that's ever happened to me.
This is Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise. This is going to be the best season. You can tell by all the characters. You've got Jamie, the psychopathic-looking fella on there. the Hannibal Lecter guy. And this girl who's very outspoken as well, Abby Chatfield. Hello.
Hello. How you going, guys?
We're good. We're loving that you're on the show. I've got a bit of a complaint, though. There's a lot of rumours, because you know I've got a complaint. There's a lot of rumours that you don't stay long, and I don't understand that. Because you'd be one of the most popular on it, I could imagine. So I'm like, well, who did you go for that was a bit of a...
I can't answer how long I was there.
I know, all right. Okay.
You know. But as you can see, the only person I really had my eyes on was Kieran. So, maybe I'll talk to you guys once the show's over and explain that one.
Okay.
Because you had to put down who you were interested in. So is that the person you put down?
Yeah. I put Kieran. What else did I put down? Nathan Favreau from Ali Ogin season. Do you remember Nathan?
Yes.
Only because I know him. Only because I know him in real life. So no, there wasn't really anyone that was surprising. I don't think just Kieran mainly.
Sounds like you're making an Uber Eats order. You're just flicking through your phone, selecting what you want.
Yeah. That's what I did. So what I did was get all the cast photos up and then flick through and kind of circle their faces and send them on. I was like, well, that one'd be all right.
My wife said to me the other night when the promo came up, she was like, she said, Kieran's hot. And I was like, I was a bit upset because I don't have
100% opposite.
She's attracted to the complete opposite. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're changing your tune
flavor.
There. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you have Italian for long enough and you kind of just want some Thai food, you know what I mean?
Running with the Uber theme, I like it. Yeah.
Abby, do you guys get paid different incentives? Because you know when they always, like, there's always like an engagement ring that comes out and you're like, come on, you didn't want to. Like, do the producers choose someone where they're like, hey, if you are feeling the moment, there could be some sort of incentive if you give a ring or there's extra payment if you guys can stay together for this long?
I mean, not that I know of. I don't think so, because I would love to have had that. But no. That none of it's money based.
Yeah, right. Did any of this happen during coronavirus?
Thank God, it was all pre any even whisper of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to say, a socially distanced Bachelor in Paradise would be so boring. This is the one where you all hook into each other.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to have a little kiss on a paddleboard from 2 meters away?
On the other hand, you could have been stuck there. Could have been locked down in paradise. That'd be
good. Oh, my God, don't say that. That's my nightmare.
Wouldn't have been good.
We're stuck in a foreign country, and I'm sure we wouldn't be allowed to have our phones or anything back. So,
what have you gone on it if Bachelor Matt was? Like, you know, because you guys had a relationship for some time. I mean, he was dating someone else and chose them. But would you have gone on it if he was announced to be on the cast?
I think so.
Have you ever considered it, though, again, to be with him?
Probably not to be with him. I mean, I would have just liked to have had some questions answered, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't have really cornered him. I would have run into him like, answer my questions about this. What do you mean this and this and this? But it wouldn't have been anything romantic. He would have been like, all right, she needs to get some answers. But, you know, we're more than a year on.
I'm pretty sure he would be social distancing from you even before COVID. So.
Probably, to be honest.
There's also been a lot in the news because I've seen you on a lot of podcasts, heard you, and you're very open with the amount of people that you've been with and your sexual activities. everyone seems to love to, I don't know, get involved with that with you, don't they? And, like, have opinions on it.
They either love it or they hate it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels like people want it from you and then criticise you for it.
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, I do have a lot more support than criticism in my DMs anyway.
Yeah.
But people want to, I mean, the trolls follow me, you know. Mm. They follow me and watch my story straight away and reply and tell me how much of a whore I am. But, yeah, it's really interesting that everyone seems to think what I say is so taboo.
Mm.
Because what I talk about, I feel like it's just we talk about with your girlfriend. Yeah. In a group chat, no? Like, am I, like, this is not revolutionary stuff for me to speak about. Like,
well, you gave away your number, and I think that's something that a lot of people hold close to their chest. So when you're honest about it, you know, then people get a bit taken back.
People get a bit insecure, I think, because they wish they could not have an issue, have an internalised slut shaming. I mean, I think I took out my number because it doesn't matter at all either way, and I find it really interesting that we still even speak about it. That's kind of why I spoke about it from my little feminist point of view.
I'm pretty sure any troll I've ever met or known, they're pretty upset with their number. So
probably why they felt upset about it. If we all have to put it on the line.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but you can't really respond saying, don't compare yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bachelor in Paradise, it premieres tonight, 7:30, Channel 10, Abby Chatfield, our Brizzy girl. Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Have a good day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alrighty then.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The force is with you, young Skywalker.
What movie am I?
Woo! Good afternoon, good evening and good night.
Fun little game I thought I might throw at you guys. Off a bit of a thing that's trending at the moment. A filmmaker went on to Twitter and he said, hey guys, describe your favourite movie in the most boring way possible. So you get all your favourite films and you boil them down to what they're basically about. But if you were to say, if it was on the back of the DVD, you'd go, well, I'm not watching that. Mm. That sounds rubbish. Right?
Yep. I remember Billy Madison, remember the old TV guide, reading the review of the TV guide once, and it said how bad Billy Madison was. And the guy must have really hated it. That made me flick on and watch it that night.
Yeah,
was
right.
So passionate about how bad it was.
But I loved it.
We're so bad at movies, though, Maddie and I are. We should have done this the other way around. This is going to...
I have picked ones that I think you might get.
Okay, all right.
And it does actually stem from the TV guide explanation of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It's a young lady crushes an old lady with a house and then goes on a trail of vengeance to kill her sister. Which is technically true, but not really what the movie's
it's
about.
Totally
it's totally true.
True.
All right.
That's a great way to describe that. See, that what that does is you say that to a guy, and that is how I'll watch that. Sounds sick.
Yeah, and there's flying monkeys. What? So remember, this is the film, and the blockbuster films boil down to the most boring description possible. All right? First one. Old lady tells a story about a boat.
Titanic.
On a different boat. Correct.
Oh, yeah, Titanic, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's probably not a competition, is it? I should probably wait.
Well, no, if I heard the other boat part, that would have...
Oh, would it?
It made all the difference. There were two boats.
You got to wait till he finishes the question.
Hello. It's Jeopardy rules. All right. Okay, here we go. Number two. 4-star restaurant is brought back up to 5 stars by a critic who liked their rat food.
Ratatouille.
Hey, look at you go.
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't get this one.
That's a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, animated. We don't call them cartoons.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah. And
we don't call them cartoons. Okay. What's a cartoon?
The Simpsons is a cartoon. Okay. Animated film. I didn't get this one, but when you hear it in hindsight, so I'd see if you guys go for it. Some rich dude buys an island and puts old lizards on it.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Look at you go.
Oh, good one.
And that's what it's about. I wouldn't watch that film, though. Would you watch that film?
Well, not the lizard part. You'd want, like... George, yeah, you'd want like killers.
Having said that, my favourite movie of all time was Orgasmo. So I don't really go for great movies. That's done by the same. It's not what you think.
It's South Park guys.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what do you, what did I think?
What? Well, you thought you're like I've seen it.
Never heard that word before.
It's about a mall. I guess. Yeah. A guy goes knocking door to door and. Spreading the good word of God until he has to save the world with an orgasm.
I'd still watch that.
Yeah.
Dude takes a pill, then he knows stuff, but it's unsure if he likes knowing stuff.
The Matrix.
Point Break?
No. Limitless.
You're right.
Damn Thank it. You.
This is fun. One more.
I've never won anything before.
No.
One more. I got okay, two more. Right. Okay. Kid speeds in a car, goes to the 50s and accidentally dates his mum.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Oh, I was going to say Baby Driver, but...
dates his mum?
No, well, it was before the dates his mum part.
All right, this is my favourite. Visitors do not respect the guest list at a Christmas party in an LA office building, and one executive husband is not happy about it.
Die Hard?
Yes!
You're
so good at this.
Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would think you won.
Yeah, of course I won.
Dude talks about stupid films on the radio and makes his co-workers guess what they are.
Ash Kip and Lutzy.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. Bennington 60 is our number. Last calls, you can talk about anything you want. We haven't spoken to him for a while. Our favourite listener, Gary. From Kelvin Grove.
Guys.
What's How going on?
Hey, well, I'm just letting you know that I did hear you say that you wanted a complaint letter put in to make them some things get done around the station.
Oh,
so
God.
I sent one in this morning, yeah.
Okay.
I sent one in this morning.
Spurred on because Amy Drew was told, our newsreader, by her news boss, she wasn't allowed to say Amy Drew with you anymore. We got so many complaints that she was allowed to go back to it. So we realised if we want to do something, listen to the complaints and sort it out.
What does yours entail there, Gaz?
Well, I'm getting you a spark. Well, I've already spoken to Natalie. She's rang me, and we've discussed a sparkling water machine for you.
That's our producer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm working on neck massages, petting zoo, and a fairy floss machine.
I love it.
Okay, that's everything for Stav. What have you organised for me and Abby?
Well then, yeah, I'll have a go.
Another Broncos win, Gazza. That'd be good.
Yeah, okay. I'll
come on, we can't perform miracles.
No.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks, Olivia's Gary. On the air. 13 10 60 is our number. What do you want to chat about, Olivia?
I just want to talk about how quiet it is in the city and that we should all make sure we're coming in and still checking out all the great cafes and restaurants and places to eat in the CBD because they're open and it's so quiet and they definitely make the best coffee.
Have you just returned to work, Olivia?
I have just this week, and it's very eerie, but I haven't had to line up for any of my coffees, which is amazing. But yeah, definitely come in and check it out. There's still so many good places to eat around here. Yeah,
right. Was it really weird going, you know, we found it hard to adjust going
back into civilization.
Well, wearing like not just day pajamas, that was hard.
Put a bra on, so that was weird.
I hear you.
Yeah, stabbed it as well. I was like, put those girls away, mate.
Alrighty, Tamika's on the air. Hi, Tamika.
Hi.
What would we like to chat about today, Tamika?
I saw Abby did in a Courier Mail interview a while back, and she said that she always wanted to invent something and like get it made and put it in shops.
Yes. I've been thinking about it for so long. Well, I can't say it. Well, the thing is, Tamika, I've rethought my business model. I was going to get it made over in China, but now I'm looking for someone to make it here locally. Not that there's anything wrong with getting things made over there.
In case you're listening.
Yeah.
It would be the most awesome, like, competition for you guys to run to get your listeners' best ideas and actually get one of them made.
That's a good idea. Like, sort of like Shark Tank, but we help them make the invention. It's a really hard process. I've been overwhelmed by it. Like, I've gone to speak to different people, but I'm not able to do all the drawings, and you've got to get all, like, 3D stuff done to be able to get made. But it's still in the process.
You can say what the product is.
It's a sleep support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you say it out loud, someone steals the idea.
It was originally... I think
we've mentioned it on there before.
No, I haven't. Sorry, you've just been bored with the details.
I haven't been bored with it at all.
You ever coming up with them?
I've got my guy drawing up the best pillow you've ever seen.
See, it's incorrect to say a pillow. It's just, not a pillow.
Just so you know, China are cranking stuff out.
See, this is why I love his wife more than him. Because when we're away, she was like, how's it going? She knew the correct terms, what it was about. She always listens to me.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to your beautiful wife.
What's your idea, Tamika? Have you got something you'd love to invent?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I should say it on air either.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what just field is it in? No, people don't want it. This is like their life.
No one's going to do it, Tamika.
Just because you've never had a good idea, Tamika, what sort of field is it in?
School clothes.
Okay, cool. All right.
Amazing. Well, I look forward to finding out if you can do it.
It's a name tag, isn't it? It's a cool way to name tag these things so they don't lose them.
No.
No.
Nah, yeah, it is.
Stupid idea.
I gotta ring my guy and get some names.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Yep.
Free food. I was feeling good about eating it all. I'm not now, but thank you. Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh wow, boom!
We got a lot of delivery today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have to go back for seconds. Are you feeling alright?
It's kind of settled now. Mine. I had a bacon and egg pie and a big apricot pastry thing.
Is that all you ate?
Yeah. Is that all you ate?
Because Siobhan came in and was like, Matt, did you eat all of it? Yeah, if you break it down, I actually ate exactly the same as you or even more. And she looks at me and goes, oh, don't feel bad, honey. You should have eaten that. Just proving that girls like it when other girls eat more than them.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, Siobhan. Thanks, but no thanks, you fat shamer.
Glad you said shamer.
Wow. her hands are in the air.
Like speaking of the food we just got delivered, thank you very much.
Banjos, I believe it was. Banjos, good on them.
That's right.
Good food.
Just about that. But you were just talking about inventions. You know when you see one and you go, geez, I wish I'd invented that.
Mm.
Like that's a genius idea. I bit into the pie that they sent us from Banjos. Took me a while to work out what was going on. It was a cheeseburger baked into a pie. Now, ingenious. I'm sure I've probably done that at 2:30 a.m. in the morning when I've gone through my freezer and seen what I've got left over. I've never thought to mark it.
I knew those pie shells would come in handy.
roll out the dough.
That's what you do.
A little bit of flour, a little bit of salt in the pastry. It helps it rise.
If you can't cook it in a toaster at 1 a.m, I'm not interested.
Right. Good to know.
And it's amazing what you can cook in that toaster.
Roast is a bit flat. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast done, everyone. Have a wonderful day. See ya.
Bye.